Hello, everybody, and let me say, pay homage to the Buddha. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Can everybody hear me all right? Is everybody okay? I hope so. And I think you're on mute, so you won't be able to, I won't be able to hear even if you speak. I hope you, everybody can hear me well. In our last session.
Trying to do the sound design.
Are you okay, Helen, Ilana? You can hear well?
We can hear well.
Okay, very good. Let me, good. In our last session, we were speaking about Samma Vayama, harmonious effort. The sixth step of the Noble Eightfold Path. We were not able to finish our discussion because we ran out of time. I hope you all remember where we left our discussion. Do you remember where we stopped? I was speaking about four ways to practice harmonious effort or Samma Vayama. We were able to discuss, I think, only the first one. Samma Vayama describes how you put your effort and energy and how you should actively get involved in a daily basis in training the mind and disciplining all your actions. You need to train the mind in order to keep the mind in a wholesome, harmonious state. As you make progress towards samadhi and inner stillness, you need to calm the disturbed mind and cultivate introspective awareness, which is the heart of Buddhist practice. You also discipline your behavior so that you will not hurt, harm, or cause pain and suffering to yourself or the others. When you are practicing Samma Vayama, you direct your efforts in four different ways. Do you remember it in Pali? I taught you the four Pali words last time. They are Sangvara, Pahana, Bhavana, and Anurakkana. Sangvara, Pahana, Bhavana, and Anurakkana. You direct your efforts in these four ways in order to train the mind and change your behavior. The first one is samvara, which is prevention. What are you trying to prevent? What are you trying to stop? You make an effort to prevent new unwholesome, unskillful thoughts, prevent akusala chetana or negative emotions entering your mind. We discussed this in our last session. I hope you all remember the details. Now let's move on and look at the are the three paths or three aspects of harmonious effort. What is the second one? The second one is pahana, a removal, a taking out or throwing away. Your efforts are directed to release and to let go of existing unwholesome thoughts and emotions. That is pahana. And the third one is called bhavana. It's also known as development or cultivation or improvement. Your efforts are directed to cultivate wholesome states, positive attitudes, and harmonious behavior. You're introducing yourself to new harmonious, skillful, or akusala thoughts. The fourth one is anurakkhana, which means maintenance, guarding and preservation. This is about protecting and maintaining the good behavior, attitudes, and character traits you already have as part of your personality. You protect, maintain, and nurture harmony, peace, and kusala thoughts that you already have developed. Those are the four aspects of Samavayama. The sixth step of the Noble Eightfold Path. So, you know already, we are talking about the sixth step of the Noble Eightfold Path, which is Samavayama. Let's continue with the second part of harmonious effort. The second part of harmonious effort. The second part of the practice is pahana, which means removal. The Pali word pahana also can be translated as releasing or letting go. Actually, this is about healing the old wounds by removing negative, hurtful, painful emotions that you already have within you. This is an area where we all have a lot of work to do, I guess. This one single word, pahana, has such deep, relevant, and practical meaning. If you pay attention and understand this, it can make a huge difference in your life. It can help you to get good results from your meditation practice as well. In Buddha's words, uppannana papakanam akusalanam dhammanam pahanaya chandanjaneti vayamati viryang arabhati chittam pagganhati. The unwholesome, unskillful thoughts and emotions that have been acquired or you have experienced in the past and keep appearing in your mind should be recognized first. And then a commitment should be made to putting your efforts into changing them. Chandang janeti, we also spoke about this a little bit, means take an interest or make a commitment or make a choice. Uppanan, uppannanam, papakanam, akusalanam, dhammanam. Unskillful negative emotions that have already arisen within you and continue to cause you pain should be brought into your attention. This is very important. This is an important beginning. Because if you reject blindly your own negative emotions and your own bad habits and behavior, you're simply unable to do anything about them. Akusalanam dhammanam means unskillful, akusala, unwholesome thoughts and actions. Akusalanam means that which causes you pain and suffering. As you look at the practical application of this teaching, let's use the word negative. Although akusala does not just mean negative, the word negative does not describe the full meaning of akusala that Buddha mentioned here. Make a commitment to change your negative thoughts and behavior that cause you pain and suffering. Your bad behavior has become destructive and your negative emotions have overwhelmed you. Let's say you are unhappy and you know that you are behaving badly towards others. Recognize your emotional distress, especially, and negative behavior, and then make a commitment to change yourself. These are all mental exercises, mental preparation, mental guidance. You prepare your mind and adjust your attitude and adapt a new attitude in order to free yourself from your unhappiness, from the behavior that is causing you pain and suffering. We all know that if you can get rid of your negative emotions, you will be free and happy. But you have no clue how to do it. And most of the people feel that they're stuck. Buddha uses a new word here to describe and guide you into action. In my previous talk, we discussed this briefly. I would like to go through them again because it is relevant, especially to what we are discussing now. First, chittam pagganhati. Make up your mind and decide what you want to, that you want to change, or what you want to change, and choose what you want, which means you're encouraging yourself, you are taking action, you are strengthening your will. What you want is peace, and you choose to give up and defeat the negative thoughts and negative emotions such as anger, fear, sadness, hate, and so on. This is very important. If you're not ready to change, all the advice and wonderful teachings are useless. If you're not able to convince yourself to make a decision and encourage yourself to take action, all the advice and wonderful techniques are useless. This is about saying, I'm ready to change. I'm willing to change. I want to change. Chittam pagganhati. Chitta means the mind. The second one is vayamati. Come up with an action plan. Wanting to change along doesn't bring you results. seek advice, seek help, and prepare especially prepare a track that you can walk. Your efforts are directed to look for solutions. First, you recognize the problem, and then you look for a solution. Don't sit around and complain. Don't get frustrated and angry about the problem. Simply look for a solution. Look for the tools to fix them. The third one is Viryam Arabhate. Apply your willpower. This is very important, because when you get lost in a negative emotion, the negative emotions usually take over your will and prevent you applying will to change it. When once you choose to be free from your negative emotions and change your bad behavior, Buddha says, Viryam Arabhate, apply your will, which means you bring in your willpower and tap into your willpower. How many people do you know who are struggling with problems but has no will to do something about it? So you use willpower to keep you on track, to bring about the change you want. In other words, you keep trying, you keep trying, keep striving without giving up until you see the results. Releasing all negative emotions from the memory and healing the old wounds is necessary in order to make progress. Make progress in your efforts to cultivate peace and reach liberation or experience transformation. Buddha called it pahana, which means remove, release, and make peace with past. Make peace with painful experiences of the past. Accept them. Understand them. Know that they belong to the past, and they should not interfere with your future, disturb your future, or even destroy your future. The third way we apply efforts is called bhavana. It is planting new healthy seeds in your mind. It's about growing and cultivating beautiful, healthy, useful things in your mind. What are they? They are wholesome thoughts, skillful thoughts, and pure harmonious thoughts and intentions. Or we can call it heart-centered thinking. Heart-centered actions. Heart-centered behavior. Heart-centered attitude. It is a lot of work and require dedication and consistent effort to grow healthy things. Your mind is powerful. It will run your programs efficiently, but you need to introduce healthy ones as often as you can. As part of your meditation, you practice bhavana by directing your efforts to keep the mind focused in four kinds of introspective awareness practice. We call them Kayanupassana, Chittanupassana, Vedananupassana, and Dhammanupassana. You cultivate awareness and become skillful in them so that you can make progress in your practice, you can succeed in purifying your mind and attaining Nibbana. As lay Buddhist students, you need to make an effort every day to introduce kind thoughts, loving thoughts, and compassionate thoughts into your daily life. Unfortunate thing is, many people who want to become better people or who want to change do not give themselves clear, direct, positive instructions and advice. You also need to try to practice actions that are kind and compassionate. You must always welcome opportunities to express goodness and to do or say something positive to others. Always, we need to welcome the opportunities. Let's think about this in a very simple way. When you wake up in the morning, meditate for a few minutes and tell yourself, today, I'm going to speak kind words to my family, whether your husband or wife or parents. Today, I'm going to be patient with my family the whole day. Now, that makes a huge difference if you make that commitment and stick to that, stick with it. This is a wonderful way to test the power of your mind and test the power of your will to make a commitment and stick to it, stick with it. So what are you going to say? Today I'm going to speak kind words to my family. Today I'm going to be patient with my family the whole day. Don't you think that will help you to have a very peaceful home on that day? And you're not going to negatively react to anything. You're going to observe and respond positively. And this is a decision that you have made. And this is an action that you have already prepared to do. You can create a kusala environment, kusala, or skillful, wholesome, harmonious environment. Then you make an effort to keep your choices. It's very important that you choose, you try, you keep trying. Every day you try to introduce wholesome, harmonious actions. And remembering, when you become a good person, you become a happy person. You can't do it otherwise. Goodness is happiness. And if you are unhappy, it has to do with lack of goodness, absence of goodness, disconnection from the goodness of in your heart, or because you have distanced yourself from the goodness of your heart. If you cannot do it every day, choose to do a kind deed maybe once a week. Maybe you can help someone once a week. You can decide to be patient with someone who is difficult or unhappy. Do you realize what the Buddha says here? If you don't train the mind, If you don't put the efforts, if you can't make the choices, if you don't know how to apply will, your suffering will continue, your problems will continue, your unhappiness will grow. So you can make a decision and say, tomorrow I'm going to find a way to respond positively to everyone who behaves badly and everyone who behave negatively or in unacceptable ways. So mere introduction of positive and skillful behavior is a way to weaken negative habits and negative thinking, or even hopeless feelings that you might have. Every day, you can tell yourself, today I'm going to think good thoughts. As often as you can say this. And I'm going to do something good. Express positive intentions. You can express your positive intentions by action. By action, let others feel the results of your actions. Well, since we are running out of time, let me briefly tell you about the fourth way to practice harmonious effort. That is called Anurakkhana. It's about exerting your efforts to protect and maintain the wholesome, skillful, or kusala mental and physical characteristics, attitudes, and behavior. So Sammavayama is about exerting your efforts in four ways as a committed truth seeker, as somebody who is striving to cultivate good and cultivate inner peace, who is determined to live in harmony, and remove unwholesome, negative, unskillful thoughts and feelings from them. As a committed truth seeker who is training the mind to be calm and who cultivate peace and introspection, and you practice Sammavayama, Sammavayama. The devoted truth seeker exerts efforts every day in these four ways to keep the mind, one, to keep the mind undisturbed by new emotional agitations. Two, to remove the disturbances already existing within the mind. And three, to cultivate a harmonious mental state and protect, nurture the goodness that's already there, to maintain and protect the harmony that has already been developed. So we call Anurakkhana. Sangvara, Pahana, Bhavana, and Anurakkhana. And I hope all of you will recognize the power of your choices, the power of your mind, your willpower. You need the help of your willpower in order to break, transform, and change bad, unwholesome, negative, destructive behavior in order to cultivate wholesome, harmonious, skillful, good thoughts and behavior. So I wish you all success in your efforts to become better human beings, become happy and harmonious people. May you all succeed in your journey towards a perfect stillness, perfect peace, unshakable peace, the ultimate happiness, the bliss or the happiness of Nibbana. May you be well and happy. May there be peace, love, and harmony in your life. May there be peace, love, and harmony in this world. May all living beings be free from pain and suffering. Abhivadana silissa nichang vadhapachayino chattaro dhamma vadhanti ayuvanno sukham balam ayurarogya sampatti sagga sampatti mevacha atho nibbana sampatti iminate samichetu. We also share the merits with the devas. Akasattha ca bhummattha devanaga mahiddhika punyantam anumoditva chiran rakkhantu loka sasanam. Akasattha ca bhummattha devanaga mahiddhika punyantam anumoditva chiran rakkhantu desanam. Akasattha ca bhummattha devanaga mahiddhika punyantam anumoditva chiran rakkhantu te tvam sadati. Let's say sadhu three times. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.